Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Chittletow from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. Joining me today from Northbrook, Illinois is Katarina Tappas. Katarina is the Ethics Senior Consultant at Allstate. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, thanks for inviting me to speak with you. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, as am I, especially because we've got an unusual topic. Normally, we're dealing with sort of day-to-day compliance issues, but we're here today to talk about yoga, ethics, and compliance. So let's start by your experience in ethics and compliance. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. Actually, I'm relatively new to the ethics and compliance world. My degree is actually in civil engineering, and so I was a project manager in my previous role. Then I happened to see a career posting here at Allstate for a project manager on the ethics team. And really, until my interview, I wasn't exactly sure what was all entailed. My role here is ethics education. When I came on board, I led a project to design and deliver a new global code of business conduct course from script development to learning platform delivery for the Allstate family of companies. Currently, we're developing our education roadmap for the next several years. So it fits with my background as far as project management.
Excellent. So now you're also heavily involved in yoga. How did you first get involved in that?
Yes, I do actually teach yoga. And as I think back to how I got involved, it's probably, you know, it could be anybody's story, really. I was a member of a fitness center. I saw a class on the schedule and decided to go to the class. I ended up falling in love with that. And that was about, I will say, 18 years ago, probably. I participated in some workshops and some weekend intensives. And then eventually, about 6 years ago, I decided to undertake a yoga training, a teacher training, for the purposes of just getting deeper into the practice for my own practice and learning more about the philosophy of the practice. But I did receive my certification, and then shortly afterwards, I got the opportunity to teach. It presented itself, so I took it. So I really didn't go about it saying, hey, I want to be a yoga teacher. It was more of a journey that sort of evolved and gradually progressed over time.
Interesting. And I have to say yoga's coming up a lot lately. We have at the annual meetings yoga classes that are incredibly popular. And then at the Compliance Institute, Scott Eblen was a featured speaker and will be also at the Compliance and Ethics Institute and ends up bringing yoga into his leadership talk. So now, let's get back to our conversation. You discovered more of a connection between ethics and yoga than you expected. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. So I really found a great deal of overlap, and I like to call it between my two worlds. So in the world of ethics, we're responsible for educating, providing resources for people to do the right thing. For example, speak up when they see something that doesn't sit right with them. Employees make decisions every day that could have very different outcomes if ethics and integrity aren't a part of the culture. And so in order to make these decisions and do the right thing, employees need to think about the consequences of their choices. They need to take pause and be mindful of the choices they're making. And in yoga, we really basically teach the same thing. Yoga is all about making decisions. Where do you place your hand? Where do you place your foot? How does that function in your body? And then noting, what do you feel? So the power of yoga is that you become more self-aware, not just physically, but also mentally more self-aware. And as an individual, you can become, less fractured, perhaps become more compassionate and develop a sense of wholeness with those around you. So it's a lot of teaching very similar topics in these two worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it starts overlapping into also the whole mindfulness idea, which we've been hearing a lot about and a lot of interest for people. So do you think there's a way for ethics officers to help their ethics practice through yoga?
Yes, I really do. I would probably draw a parallel between leadership and the great yogi sages from centuries ago. So these yogic sages, they laid out a map containing essential advice for daily living. So they offered guidelines, we call them the Yoga Sutras. And similarly, ethics officers in leadership develop codes of conduct or codes of ethics. And these codes are the values organizations wish to foster in not only leaders, but also employees, thus defining desired behaviors that we'd like to see in the workplace. Another thing that leadership and the great yogic sages have in common is the necessity to remain ever vigilant. There's a quote from Patanjali that says, and I'm going to paraphrase here, sloth is the great enemy. It's tempting to relax from our duties and hide under a nice warm blanket. So what this is really saying that it's, you know, it's easy to skip a yoga practice, you know, you're not feeling it today, and you just kind of skip that practice. And sometimes self-pity can creep in, or maybe you start to doubt yourself. And the more practices that you miss, the easier that becomes. So similarly, in ethics and compliance, it's easy to reach a point with your program and think, okay, my job is done. I'm pretty much got a great program here. This is complete. But there's always new risks and exposures that come up. As ethics and compliance professionals, it's our job to continually train employees and prepare them to handle these risks. We need to continually practice and prepare, and this is how we keep ethics top of mind.
Yeah, you touched upon the employees just a second ago. So what about some practices, I mean, with the workforce that would be relevant here?
I mean, I definitely think the workforce can benefit from the practice of yoga. It depends on the individual, but for some, yoga can be a way of life. And we can all integrate the lessons learned in yoga throughout our lives. Yoga promotes the idea that underneath it all, we are linked in a basic way to this universal consciousness. We are each an intricate part of the universe. And so when we relate to each other, we relate to each other with levels of great respect and acceptance. And this in turn kind of lays the foundation for a culture of respect and acceptance, and then in the workplace, an overall culture of integrity.
Interesting. So any other steps you think that we should consider, you know, looking at this nexus between ethics, compliance, and yoga?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot that can be done here. And I'm going to approach it wearing my engineering hat from that perspective. And you can see it, you know, if A equals B and B equals C, then really shouldn't A equal C? So, you know, if yoga makes you mindful, and the practice of yoga has been shown to make people more mindful, you become more self-aware. And then being more mindful allows one to make better decisions. So then it really should really follow that practicing yoga could possibly assist people and making better decisions, especially when it comes to respecting others and integrity. So I personally think there's a lot of research that could be done in this area.
Interesting. Well, this has certainly been a very interesting conversation, and not the typical one for us. You have me considering getting out of my office chair and sitting on a mat instead. thank you for that. Thanks to all of you for taking the time to listen today. I'm Adam Schertl-Taub from SECE and HCCA saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.